This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name.
Mr. Bombastic!
They said,
oh, what a night!
Oh, the video!
If they had been like Ben,
it's like that, and that's the way it is!
It absolutely is indeed. A huge welcome once again to everybody listening out there, whether you're in the area locally, 98.0 FM, whether you're quite simply somewhere else, phoenixfm.com. And if you're technically advanced and have a smart speaker, you can ask it to play Phoenix FM and you'll find us. Fabulous of you to join us once again. Now, regular listeners will know I like to celebrate wacky holidays. We deal with the Soft Drink World Cup. We very often have an extremely tense quiz, of which the acronym is BICLOL. Tonight, none of that is happening. This is an extremely special show. Again, very dedicated regular listeners will know that over the years I enjoy bringing you countdown shows, special countdown shows, and I've counted down the top 20 selling singles of the 60s. I did it again for the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the noughties, and the 2010s. And I thought it was only fair to bring all those together and at this time of year bring you a very special countdown show of, quite simply, the 20 biggest selling singles in the UK of all time. Yeah, it's very exciting. It really is. So that's what is quite literally going to be happening tonight. And obviously, you have physical sales. That is all we were able to go on in the past. But now, since the advent of online buying, the internet and streaming even, you have to take that into account. And just so you know, from 2014, streaming has counted towards record sales at the rate of 100 streams equal to one physical purchase. So I will give you all the stats as we go, and we're counting down the top 20 selling songs of all time in the UK. So without any further ado, let's get going with number 20. Now, the very nature of songs that sell well, there's quite a few Christmas songs going to feature in this list. And the first one on our countdown today is one such song coming from Boney M. So let's get ready to get Christmassy. It's only about, what, 60 days away, something like that, is it now? Maybe a bit more than that. 75? Who knows? But I haven't done the maths. I wish I had. That would have been preparation, wouldn't it? Anyway, let's get feeling a little bit pre-Christmassy. Here is Mary's Boy Child.
Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Forevermore.
the bells rang out there with tears of joy and laughter. People shouted, let everyone know there is hope for all to find peace.
Oh my Lord, you sent your son to save us. Oh my Lord, your very self you gave us. Oh my Lord, that sin may not enslave us and love may reign once more.
Phoenix FM.
There we go. The list has begun. We're up and running on this very special countdown show. If you've joined us a little bit late, we are counting down the 20 biggest selling songs in the UK of all time, allowing for streams and downloads as well as physical sales. So number 20 on the list, Boney M's Mary's Boy Child, Oh My Lord, originally released back in 1978. And it sold 1,885,000 copies physically. It has been attributed another 91,725 sales according to downloads and streams, which gives it a combined total of 1,976,999 sales. So you are going to learn a lot of stats about all the songs you hear on this programme today, so don't go anywhere. And I love finding out interesting things about them. Apparently it was recorded in a huge hurry in early November so it could be released as a Christmas single. It was rushed out at the end of the month, topped the charts for 4 weeks, became Christmas number one, and was in the charts for a total of 8 weeks. Boney M, Mary's Boy Child, Oh My Lord. There we go. And shockingly, that's not the only time you're going to hear Boney M in this programme. So, yes, don't go anywhere. Keep your dial tuned to Phoenix FM. Keep your internet browser open. Keep it on. Keep listening. Your ears will thank you. We need straight away, then, to go to number 19 on this list. A little bit more up to date. We're going from late 70s to mid-90s. Here, then, number 19, biggest selling song of all time in the UK. It's Oasis. It's Wonderwall.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I'd like to say to you, but I don't know how. Because maybe it's gonna be the day, but they'll never throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you're not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. I said maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the classic Wonderwall by Oasis, one of only two songs on this list. Pretty unbelievable this, that never actually made it to number one in the UK. When you think they're the biggest selling songs of all time in the UK, and it didn't get to number one, it's incredible. Obviously, by the nature of it, it's been streamed quite a bit. Originally released in 1995 on the album What's the Story, Morning Glory. Around the time it sold 1.5 million copies, and since, with downloads and streams, another 493,671, it gives it a grand total of 1,995,940 sales. And a little bit controversially, it was originally titled Wishing Stone. And Noel Gallagher, who wrote it, told NME in 1996 it was written for Meg Matthews, his then-girlfriend and later wife. However, they divorced in 2001, and he then said the song wasn't about her. Apparently, it's about an imaginary friend who's going to come and save you from yourself. And the song's final title was inspired by George Harrison's solo album, Wonderwall Music. So there you go. Well, we've already done two. Let's keep it going. Let's keep the pace up here on the show that goes like this, on this special countdown, the biggest selling songs in the UK of all time. So straight away, number 18 on the list then. It's a bit of Adele, Someone Like You.
I heard that you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. So shy, ain't like you to hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up
out of the blue, uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. You know how the time flies. Only yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Never mind.
Phoenix FM.
What a beautiful song that is. Someone Like You by Adele, released in 2011. 1.644 million sales and downloads, and then the streaming equivalent, 351,772, which gives her 18th position and a total sales figure of 1,996,369 sales, and written and produced by Adele and Dan Wilson for the album 21. It's the final track on the album and was inspired by a broken relationship with one's life partner and trying to come to terms with it. The piano accompaniment is played by Dan Wilson, and it's the simplicity of that song that makes it so appealing. I think it was number one in 19 different countries, and that was her first UK number one. Doesn't seem possible, does it? Back in 2011. There we go. Adele. Number 18 on this list. Well, We've had three tracks already, Boney M, Oasis and Adele. Can you guess what's coming up in the next 17 tracks? Have you already got a clear idea in your head of what the top five could be? Could you be surprised when any streams are taken into account? There are a few tracks you're going to hear in this programme that certainly wouldn't be in this list if it wasn't for their success being streamed. But we'll come to that a bit later on. Now it's time for the second appearance of Boney M in this countdown at number 17 as well as number 20. Well done, Boney M. Let's go for a bit of Rivers of Babylon. And the sea as well.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
This is Phoenix FM.
And that was number 17 on this countdown of the 20 biggest selling singles in the UK of all time, with physical sales and streams taken into account. Downloads count as physical sales. That was number 17, Rivers of Babylon, Boney M., released in 1978. Now, there are some songs on this countdown that haven't really had much of an addition from their streaming equivalents, but impressive from Boney M. to get two in the top 20. 2,032,000 sales, and then just 6,164 additional sales from streaming give it a total of 2,038,820 actual sales. Number 17 on the list, Rivers of Babylon. And originally a Rastafari song written and recorded by Brent Dow and Trevor McNaughton of the Jamaican reggae group The Melodians back in 1970. And the lyrics are adapted from the texts of Psalms 19 and 137 in the Hebrew Bible. The Melodians' original version of the song was on the soundtrack album for the 1972 movie The Harder They Come, which gave the song international recognition, and then it was repopularized in Europe by Boney M. in 1978. And according to its tradition, in the Rastafarian faith, the term Babylon is used for any governmental system which is either oppressive or unjust. And Rastafarians also use Babylon to refer to the police, often seen as a source of oppression. So by the Rivers of Babylon, it refers to living in a repressive society and longing for freedom. I never knew that. See, you always learn things by tuning in to the show that goes like this. Particularly interesting tonight, I think, countdown of the 20 biggest selling UK singles of all time. So without further ado, from the late 70s, that's not the last track you're going to hear from the 70s in this countdown, by the way, to quite a bit more recently, a track that's only 6 years old. What on earth is coming up next? Did you guess this would be one of the top sellers in the UK of all time? At number 16, it's Justin Bieber.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name, you think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't wanna write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own, cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, try to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't wanna write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own, cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Oh,
All the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Phoenix FM.
And that was Justin Bieber and Love Yourself, number 16 on the list of the 20 biggest selling songs in the UK of all time. Released in 2015, just 718,549 sales and downloads, but another 1.3 million attributed because of streaming, which gives him a total of 2,059,215 combined sales. And hearing that track and hearing this about it, it all kind of makes sense, because that was written by Justin Bieber, Benjamin Levin and Ed Sheeran. It's definitely got an Ed Sheeran vibe, hasn't it? In an interview for Capital FM, Justin Bieber said, "It's just me and a guitar. Basically, that's how I started, playing on the street with a guitar." And about Ed Sheeran, he said, "I think he's one of the most talented writers in the game right now. So it was fantastic to have his input and his stories and our stories and match them up together and say, what have you been through? And telling the same story." Yeah, absolutely makes sense. When you hear it, when you listen to the lyrics, the simplicity of it, the flow of it, it has definitely got an Ed Sheeran kind of vibe, hasn't it? Well, that's the first five. We're a quarter of the way through this countdown tonight. Have you guessed any of them that have been played so far? So many more amazing tracks still to come. Will some of them surprise you? Like I said, a lot of them Christmas songs. The next track was famously for so many years a track again that had never made it to number one. Not true anymore though. If you want to hear the circumstances, stay tuned. Here with Last Christmas, it's George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley, or as some people remember, it's Wham!
Last Christmas.
Phoenix FM.
That was Wham's classic track, Last Christmas, originally released as a double A-side with a track called Everything She Wants in 1984. It has been number one. I'll tell you exactly some stats about that, which are very interesting. But total sales of 1.8 million and then another 246,581 attributed to streams, which gives it a total of 2,071,696 sales in the UK and make it the 15th biggest selling single of all time. Now, for many years, it was held off the top spot. Well, on release, it was held off the top spot in 1984 by another track we're going to hear later in this countdown, so I'm not going to tell you about that, but it was known to be one of the biggest selling songs never to reach number one. However, it was according to streaming and had a lot more success. It finally reached number one in the UK singles chart on New Year's Day 2021, more than 36 years after its initial release. It became Wham's fifth number one in doing so and surpassed Tony Christie's 16-year-long record for the longest time a single has taken to top the charts in the UK after its initial release. Obviously, with Peter Kay's Is This the Way to Amarillo Rejuvenation, that had taken 33 years and 4 months, but then Last Christmas now holds the record 36 years after release, has made it to number one. And now, the highest selling single never to top the charts, now that Last Christmas has, is Moves Like Jagger by Maroon 5. So there you go. Right, let's continue with our list. We're on to number 14 in this countdown. And again, we're going back to the late 1970s. Here are Wings and Mull of Kintyre.
Mull of Kintyre, home is strolling in from the sea. My desire is always to be on Mull of Kintyre. Travel and much have I seen, dark distant mountains with valleys of green, past painted deserts, the sun sets on fire as he carries me home to the Mull of Kintyre. My desire is always to be here on Mull of Kintyre.
and tears in the rain still take me back where my memories remain. Flickering embers grow higher and higher as they carry me back to the Mulligan time. Desire is always to be here on the looking time. Looking time, oh, mist rolling in from the sea. I desire is always to be here.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Paul McCartney and Wings' classic Mull of Kintyre, released in 1977, selling 2,086,183 copies and the lowest number of sales attributed to streams of any song on this list tonight. Just an extra 1,066 sales from streaming gives it a total of 2,087,249 sales and 14th place on the list. It was written in tribute to the Kintyre Peninsula in Scotland and its headland, the Mull of Kintyre, where Paul McCartney has owned High Park Farm since 1966. Okay, on to the next one, Controversy, Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
One.
Phoenix FM.
Probably the most controversial song on this countdown. That was Frankie Goes to Hollywood's Relax at number 13 in the list. Number one in the UK on its release in 1983. 2,066,230 sales plus another 82,092 from streaming. Gives it a total of 2,148,322,000 combined sales. And obviously, you're going to get a lot of sales when your song is banned. Wasn't it banned on the BBC, who refused to play it? It was in the top 40 for 37 consecutive weeks, 35 of which overlapped with the BBC's radio airplay ban due to the overtly sexual lyrics. And Holly Johnson said he was walking down Princess Avenue in Liverpool, and these are his words. "I mean, they were just, you know, words that floated into my head one day while I was walking down the street with no bus fare, trying to get to rehearsals. There was no great sort of calculated, oh, I'll sing these words and this record will be banned." No, absolutely. And a hugely, hugely successful track. Well, we've got 12 left. It's flying by for me. Hopefully it is for you as well. Thanks for joining us here on the show that goes like this tonight. Time for number 12 in the list then. Another one from a movie. Do you know what's coming? JT and ONJ, has that helped? It's Grease. You're the one that I want.
Sandy?
Tell me about it, Stud.
No one that I want. Ooh, 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 honey.
graduation.
Yeah, maybe we'll never see each other again.
No, that'll never happen.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, the soundtrack from Grease. That was You're the One That I Want. That was released in 1978, sold over 2 million copies and another 82,897 sales from streams, gives it a total of 2,154,932 sales and 12th place on the all-time list. It was the second track released from the Grease album. And, yeah, did incredibly, incredibly well. It was one of two singles, that one and Hopelessly Devoted to You, that was written specifically for Olivia Newton-John's appearance in the film that had not been in the original stage musical. So, caused a little bit of controversy with people behind the scenes. And amazingly, it topped the chart in the UK for 9 weeks in the summer of 1978 before the film Grease had even been released in the UK. Impressive stuff indeed. Right, number 11 on our list is coming up now. Another one that didn't make it to number one. Probably you won't be thinking of this when you think of best-selling songs in the UK. It's another fabulous ballad, though. Extremely lovely. It's John Legend and All of Me.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse. My worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, give me all of you. Cards on the table, we're both showing hearts, risking it all, the
perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that is halfway through the countdown. That was number 11 on the list. John Legend's brilliant ballad, All of Me, released in 2014. Only made it to number 2 in the UK. Another one that's done incredibly well with streaming. Just 1.2 million physical sales and downloads, and another 896,418 attributed to streaming, which gives it a total of 2,156,126 sales and 11th place on the list. And John Legend dedicated that song to his wife, Chrissy Teigen. And, achieved incredible success. I think it got its first premiere during an Oprah Winfrey show on TV in the United States. And it did get a remix the following year after its release by Tiësto, the Dutch DJ, and achieve more success in that way. So then, halfway through, just a very quick recap. 20 was Boney M and Mary's Boy Child. 19, Oasis and Wonderwall. 18, Adele, Someone Like You. 17, Boney M again, Rivers of Babylon. 16, Justin Bieber and Love Yourself. 15, Wham and Last Christmas. 14, Wings, Mull of Kintyre. 13, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Relax. 12, John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, You're the One That I Want. And 11, John Legend, All of Me. 10 to go. We're halfway through. I hope you're having a wonderful time here on the show that goes like this. Special countdown of the 20 biggest selling singles in the UK of all time. Combined physical sales, downloads and streams. Interesting top 10 coming up. I think it is fair to say a good mix of some older tracks and some very, very new ones too. So stick around, don't go anywhere. Into the top 10 then, another song that's just 6 years old, and another one on this list from Justin Bieber. Sorry.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. I know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, 'cause someone call a referee. 'Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem or redeem on myself tonight. 'Cause I just need one shot, second chance. Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? Take every single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I go, and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry?
'cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? I'm not just trying to get you back on me.
They're not wrong, you know, the jingles are rarely wrong. But good to have you along. That was number 10 on this countdown, Justin Bieber's Sorry, released in 2015. And if it wasn't for streams, it'd be nowhere near number 10, just 724,000 sales, but another 1.4 million more than attributed from streaming. So it has a total of 2,167,907 combined sales and is the 10th biggest selling single of all time in the UK from his fourth studio album, Purpose. And he enlisted American DJ Skrillex to produce some songs, of which that was one. And Bieber commented, "Skrillex is a genius. He's super futuristic and I just love his sounds. Being able to incorporate that sound with what I'm doing has been super cool because it's new and fresh and I feel like no one's done it before." There you go. Bieber again. I think, can I say, should I reveal? That is the last time Justin Bieber is going to appear on this list. There's a shocker for you. We're into the top 10 now. We're into single figures. This is number 9. This is Clean Bandit. They'd rather be.
We're 1,000 miles from comfort. We have traveled land and sea. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be. I would away forever, exalted in the sea. As long as Kyoto to the bay, strolling so casually. We're different and the same. Gave you another name. Switch up the batteries. If you gave me a chance, I would take it. It's a shot in the dark, but I'll make it. Knowing the little hope you can shake.
place I'd rather be. Yeah.
Phoenix FM.
20 biggest selling singles in the UK of all time combined sales. That was number 9 in the list. Clean Bandit featuring Jess Glynn, released in 2014. Quite even with its physical sales and streams. 1.2 million sales, 935,000 extra attributed from streaming, which gives it a total of 2,218,697 sales, and 9th place on the list. It was Jess Glynn's debut single and catapulted her to stardom, and Clean Bandit have been fixtures around the top of the charts ever since. That became a huge international hit, partly due to the song becoming a viral hit on YouTube. It was filmed in Tokyo and has over 570 million views. There we go. Right, on to number 8 then. Another quite recent track. In fact, there's only one more recent than this coming up yet. This, from 2016, is One Dance. It's Drake featuring Wizkid and Kyla.
Baby, I like your style.
Grips on your waist, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away. OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like your style.
Strength and guidance. All that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time, and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Phoenix FM.
Drake featuring Wizkid and Kyla, One Dance, number 8 best-selling single of all time in the UK. Back in 2016, its initial release only sold 553,000 copies, but due to streaming, an extra 1.7 million, which gives it a total of 2,344,981 combined sales. Apparently, in early 2016, UK funky artist Kyla was contacted by Drake's production team regarding the use of her 2008 song, Do You Mind, in a new Afrobeats and dancehall song with Drake and Nigerian artist Wizkid. Once permission was granted, the song was released very quickly in April 2016 due to fear of it being leaked, which had happened previously with Drake tracks, and achieved huge success. There we go then, just 7 tracks left. And the following track is by a gentleman who you will not be hearing for the last time when you hear this at number 7. From Ed Sheeran, it's Thinking Out Loud.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. Baby, my heart could still feel less hard at 23. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall in love with you every single day, and I just wanna tell you I am. So honey, now take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Place your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking out loud. Maybe we found love right where we are.
When my hair's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name, when my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow old, it's evergreen. Baby, your smiles forever in my mind and memory. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways, and maybe it's all part of a plan. Well, I'll just keep on making the same mistake, hoping that you'll understand.
Phoenix FM.
Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud at number 7 on this countdown tonight, released in 2014. I think the track with the closest amount of actual sales and streaming sales, 1.2 million actual sales, including downloads, 1.3 million extra attributed to streaming, gives him a total of 2,521,302 combined sales. And I love stuff like this. It was written with a Wales-based singer-songwriter called Amy Wadge, who went to visit Ed Sheeran, and they weren't intending to actually write a song. And it happened kind of very quickly with them kind of just messing about on the guitar. And once they decided they were going to sit down and write it, Amy Wadge said Sheeran composed the melody on a guitar in a manner which was very Van-like, referring to Van Morrison. They began writing at 2 a.m. on the 4th of February 2014 and completed it in 20 minutes. Amazing. There we go. Right, we're into the top six. What's coming next? Another one from not too long ago, back in 2013, this was released. Time to get happy with Pharrell.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
Happiness is you. Hey, hey.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Pharrell Williams' Happy from 2013, which sold 1.9 million copies and another 700,000 attributed from streams, giving it a total of 2,629,657 combined sales, sixth place on the UK's 20 biggest selling singles of all time. Absolutely incredible. And Pharrell Williams' voice has been compared to Curtis Mayfield's by critics on that track. He provided vocals for Daft Punk's 2013 album Random Access Memories on the songs Lose Yourself to Dance and famously Get Lucky. After returning from those recording sessions in Paris, he attended a meeting with record label managers who said the results were spectacular. Get Lucky would be Daft Punk's next single, and they made an offer to Williams to record his own album. He quickly agreed, overwhelmed that someone wanted to know what's in my heart, was what he said at the time. Absolutely fabulous. Right, three quarters of the way through into the big top five now. Still a couple relatively recent ones and some classic ones as well. Have you got any idea what's coming up in the top five? Have you got any idea what's number five? A hugely successful track. I think a hugely wonderful track. Time to get funky and go uptown with Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars.
Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band about that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
Stop. Wait a minute.
Fill my cup, put some nigga in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop. Skip it.
I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Like a dragon, wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Bitch, say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. I said, Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it. If you freak, dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it.
if you've sexed and flown it.
Well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Come on!
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the classic Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars, originally released in 2014. 1.6 million sales and over a million according to streams. It has a total of 2,723,470 combined sales. The fifth biggest selling song of all time in the UK and was only released 7 years ago. Absolutely incredible, but they went through a lot of trauma to get it to your ears. After producing three songs for Bruno Mars' second album, Unorthodox Jukebox, Mark Ronson said in June 2014 that he and Mars planned on working together again. Ronson ended up working on Uptown Funk for 7 months. We had that Ed Sheeran track that was written in 20 minutes. This took considerably longer. So, both Ronson and Mars had busy schedules, could not complete the single easily. They spent several months working on the song, fighting over which sections of the track would fit better. Mars particularly was not a fan of early versions of the song. The stress over making it happen was so high, Ronson passed out during one session trying to perfect the guitar part. And they figured out the guitar part when Ronson was playing it after 82 takes. Wowzers. But he explained why he was so determined to make the song perfect. He said, "When you're doing something that doesn't sound like anything else on the radio at the time, you almost need to ironclad it to make sure it gets through. You have to put these hooks in it. You've got to make sure you've got all that ear candy in to get it through the gate." Apparently, the record label was hesitant to release the song under the title Uptown Funk and suggested the alternative Just Watch. But Mike Milani, an assistant program director at CBS Radio, listened to the song after it was sent for testing and called it the greatest song of all time. However, Ronson feels the song belongs more to Bruno Mars than himself, so I guess he had more of his way in the negotiations over how it was going to end up. Quite incredible, though, and it's done incredibly well for both of them. Right, four to go. Have you heard what you thought would be in the top four? Has it not been in the list so far? Could it still be coming up? Are you going to be disappointed that this next one is only number four? An all-time classic. Surely everywhere in the world, everybody knows of this song. Originally released in 1975. This is the oldest song left on the countdown. It's Queen. Here we go.
Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy, because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
To me, Mama,
just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, ooh, didn't mean to make you cry. If I'm not back again this time tomorrow, carry on, carry on, as if nothing really matters. Too late, my time has come. Sent shivers down my spine, body's aching all the time. Goodbye, everybody, I've got to go. Gotta leave you all behind and face the truth. Mama,
will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo,
Figaro,
Magnifico.
I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah,
no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let him go! Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let me go!
We will not let you go.
Let me go!
We will not let you go.
Never let me go!
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go!
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me.
Phoenix FM.
What an amazing track. Surely everybody has heard that somewhere and been impressed by it in some way. Originally released in 1975, over 2.5 million sales, plus another 250,000 odd from streams, it gives it a total of 2,795,034 combined sales, and fourth place on the list of the biggest selling songs in the UK of all time. It was written by Freddie Mercury to go on their album A Night at the Opera, and is notable for its lack of a refraining chorus, and it consists of several sections: an intro, a ballad segment, an operatic passage, a hard rock part, and a reflective coda. It was number one at the time of its release for 9 weeks. It sold more than 1 million copies by the end of January 1976. And in 1991, after Freddie Mercury's death, it topped the charts for another 5 weeks, becoming the UK's incredibly well-selling single. It's the only song to reach the UK Christmas number one twice by the same artist. Was number one in so many places all over the world. And if you want to know something not many people will know about it, the B-side, released at the same time in 1975, was I'm In Love With My Car. Did you know that, Queen fans? There you go. You still learn stuff on the show that goes like this. And right now, we're in to the top three. Incredible. We're getting there. Don't go anywhere. Well, that was mid-70s. Here comes Just 4 Years Old, a track that's only 4 years old and is the third biggest selling song of all time. Incredible when you think Queen has had, well, 40 years and more to make its sales, and this track has done more in just 4 years. It's Ed Sheeran once again with The Shape of You.
Isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. And we'll come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. 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 Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
When we came, we let the story begin. We're going out on our first date. Mm-hmm. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. Mm-hmm. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. Mm-hmm. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver, make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. Maybe crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. 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 Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
Come on, be my baby, come on. Come on, be my baby, come on. Come on, be my baby, come on.
come on, be my baby, come on. Come on, be my baby, come on. Come on, be my baby, come on. Come on, be my baby, come on. Come on, be my baby, come on.
I'm in love with the shape of you. Push and pull like a magnet. Oh, my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room. Now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body.
Come on, be my baby. Come on, come on, be
I'm
my
in love
baby.
With your body.
Come on, be my baby. Come on, be
I'm
my
in love
baby.
With your body.
Come on, be my baby. Come on, be
I'm
my
in love
baby.
With your body. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
Phoenix FM.
Number three on the list, 754,000 sales, plus another 2.2 million and more. With streaming, gives it the first to break the 3 million barrier. 3,006,404 combined sales. Ed Sheeran originally wrote that song with Rihanna in mind to perform it and was convinced by his record label to keep it for himself. I bet he's glad he did. Third biggest selling single in the UK of all time. What's at number two? Well, something born out of a tragedy to create something wonderful. Do They Know It's Christmas from Band-Aid.
Christmas time, there's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame.
And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
Say a prayer. Pray for the other one. At Christmas time, it's hard, but when you're having fun,
there's a world outside your window, and it's a world dark and clear.
Well, the only water flowing
is a bittersweet.
And the Christmas bells that ring there are the clanging chimes of joy.
Well, tonight, thank God it's them.
If the tables turn, would you survive?
Peace to them underneath that burning sun.
You ain't gotta feel guilt, just selfless. Give a little help to the helpless.
Do they know it's Christmas time at
home?
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and this is still the show that goes like this. We've got the top track still to come. That was number two, Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas? Shockingly, our extensive library didn't have the original, so I played the one that was released 20 years later. But that was Band-Aid and Do They Know It's Christmas, written in 1984, the original by Bob Geldof and Midge Ure, in a reaction to television reports of the 80s famine in Ethiopia. And the song was recorded on a single day, 25th of November 84, in a supergroup put together by Geldof and Ure, consisting of many of the biggest British and Irish musical acts at the time. And then they recreated it 20 years later. Well, to complete the countdown then, at 10, Justin Bieber with Sorry, 9, Clean Bandit and Jess Glynn, Rather Be, 8, Drake's One Dance, 7, Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud, 6, Pharrell Williams and Happy, 5, Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk, 4, Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody, 3, Ed Sheeran again, Shape of You, 2, Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas. That did 3.8 million sales, 140,000 extra from streaming, almost 4 million combined, but didn't break the barrier. 3.943 and 60 combined sales. So there we go, 3,943,060. But number one, another song born out of tragedy, double A-side, Elton John's 1997. Classic, Candle in the Wind, 97, and Something About the Way You Look Tonight. Almost 5 million combined sales. 4.9 million actual sales. Another 15,000 odd from streaming gives it a total of 4,950,898 combined sales. I don't need to tell you too much about how the song came about. It's been a pleasure bringing you this countdown. I'll be back again with my regular programming next week. Keep it on, Phoenix. Here's Elton John. Goodbye.
There was a time I was everything and nothing all in one. When you found me, I was feeling like a cloud across the sun. I need to tell you how you light up every second of the day. But in the moonlight, you just shine like a beacon on the bay. And I can't explain, but there's something about the way you look tonight takes my breath away. It's that feeling I get about inside. And I can't describe, but it's something about the way you look tonight. Take my breath away. The way you look tonight. Smile, you pull the deepest secrets from my heart. In all honesty, I'm speechless.